My dad forswore love when he was a teenager after his high school sweetheart, Wendy, left him for a dude with a leather jacket and a motorcycle. And this was really tough for my father. It fit into what my aunt called the Bambi thumper complex, which, according to my aunt, this guy in the motorcycle was a thumper, you know, kind of a bad boy, gonna lead you down the wrong path, but really good looking. And that, of course, positions my dad as the Bambi, which, if you knew my dad, we have a loving saying for him in our family, which is, he's an asshole. But he's our asshole. And what he made up for maybe in his bad guy, bad boy-ness, he really developed in his sense of self. He was charismatic. He was a real kind of galvanizing revolutionary in high school. This was in the 60s. He got kicked off the fencing team because he wouldn't cut his hair. And he went on to a life in the labor movement and moved to Washington, D.C. when he was in his 30s. And in D.C., he met a banging labor attorney who was smart and witty and kind. And this was pretty tough for him because he'd forsworn love. But he really felt himself falling for this woman. And so eventually they had to have a talk where they decided, you know, if we're going to do this, we're really going to go for it. And they did. They walked through that door. They ended up getting married, raising kids. They built this braided life together, both activists working in the labor movement. And fast forward to 2014, my dad was diagnosed with a very rare neurodegenerative disorder called progressive supranuclear palsy. It started with him falling backwards all the time, and slowly it corroded his ability to walk, to balance. Every time he tried to move, it looked like he was moving in slow motion, and he stopped being able to focus his eyes, so he couldn't see and he couldn't read, and he couldn't swallow eventually, and he also couldn't speak. In the pandemic, this became especially difficult because my mom had had to arrange for him to have 24/7 care to support her at home, and all the nurses coming in and out of the house was a real liability for everybody involved. And so we moved my dad to a nursing home, and we got really lucky. It was a small facility, brand new, and it was registered as a retirement home, so we were actually able to visit him even during the lockdown. And I moved back from LA during the pandemic, and I was living with my mom. And in the wintertime, the two of us would drive over to this place. Sometimes we'd bring our brand new little puppy, and we would don our face masks and our face shields, and we would put on the hand sanitizer and take the temperature and then enter into the meeting room where we could hang out with my dad. During this time, he started going to these weekly music sessions that his brother, my uncle, had set up, where a bunch of my uncle and his buddies would get together, they'd pick a music theme, they'd meet on Zoom, they'd all play a few songs that related to that theme and talk about them. And one day, this was in the spring, the theme was breakup songs. And my mom and I went over to the nursing home, and we're trying to get my dad to figure out a breakup song because he, for the life of him, had no idea. Couldn't think of a single one. And we had developed a system to communicate that we call the tissue box, which was basically you would take a tissue box or any flat surface, but work with what you got, put it in front of my dad, and then the motion that he's best able to do is to raise his finger and trace a letter onto the surface. And you can follow him slowly build a word this way. And so my mom is on his right, and I'm on his left, and we are trying to get him to think of a breakup song. And finally, he lifts his finger. And I grab the tissue box, put it in front of him. So exciting, we've got one. And he traces the first letter. Y. O. You. Okay, you. Getting somewhere. B. L. E. W. You blue. Not what I was expecting. T. H. E. M. You blew them. A. L. L. A. W. A. And then I realize that he's not writing the name of a song. He's writing a note to my mom, who's sitting there next to him. She's been with him 40 years. He doesn't have a breakup song because she blew them all away.